And finally today, the latest sports scandal involving illegal substances. We've already had blood doping cyclists and steroid shooting ball players. Now it's NASCAR and jet fuel. NASCAR kicks off its season this Sunday with the Daytona 500. One of the top drivers, Michael Waltrip, apologized this morning for using a special additive in his fuel. Robin Pemberton, an official with NASCAR, says the additive was discovered as Waltrip was preparing for his qualifying run.
As they came to the line pre-qualifying, the inspector discovered a substance on the floor or inside the intake manifold that was not like anything that he has seen in any of his inspections of any other race car.
NASCAR has not said what this substance is. The Associated Press reported yesterday that it resembled jet fuel, but Pemberton says that's not what it is. Waltrip claims he doesn't know what it is or how it got into his engine. Terry Blunt, a NASCAR analyst for ESPN, watched Waltrip at today's news conference.
He walked in there tearfully. He's incredibly down. Said today that he didn't know for sure if he was even going to race. Didn't want to do anything else that would put NASCAR in a bad light. And if he's acting, he deserves an Academy Award. And he talked about how his 9-year-old daughter came up to his wife yesterday and asked, "Why did Daddy cheat?"
As it stands now, Waltrip's number 55 car has been confiscated. Two members of Michael Waltrip's racing team have been suspended indefinitely. His new crew chief was fined $100,000. Even Waltrip's wife, Buffy, who is technically the owner of the car, was penalized. ESPN's Terry Blunt points out that four other teams had suspensions for this week's race. Clearly, he says NASCAR is trying to send a message.
They're going to continue to up the penalties and up the fines and up the suspensions until these guys get it that no matter what you do, we're just not going to put up with this anymore. You know, NASCAR has over 100 Fortune 500 companies involved that spend billions of dollars, and they just can't afford any longer to let this kind of thing go on.
This year's Daytona 500 has added significance. This was supposed to be the debut of Japanese automaker Toyota.
There's a lot of traditional NASCAR fans who feel it's wrong, who feel a foreign manufacturer shouldn't be involved in NASCAR because it's supposed to be, you know, a quote-unquote, you know, American sport. So for this to happen to Michael Waltrip, who is the voice and the face of Toyota this year, their number one spokesman, their top team owner, for him to get caught cheating or his team to get caught cheating really, you know, reflects poorly on Toyota.
So what is next for Michael Waltrip? Well, later today, he has another shot to qualify for Sunday's Daytona 500. He'll be using a backup car. Waltrip has won the Daytona twice. Now he has to fight to just nab one of the few spots left. And if he does indeed qualify, he'll have NASCAR watchers like ESPN's Terry Blunt still scratching their heads.
To do something in qualifying at Daytona is just incredibly dumb because qualifying at Daytona means almost nothing. So it seemed like a ridiculous mistake, but these guys do it all the time, so it happened.